doing Parashat Chayei Sarah, and we're concluding the parasha. We have the description of how Rivka left her family and they blessed her. We concluded with the discussion of the custom that we have of the Badekin, that many have the custom that they give a blessing to the Chatan and the Kala at the Badekin. The wedding begins, the Chatan finishes writing up his ketubah document, and then he goes to the Kala, who he hasn't seen for the last 7 days, and then he puts the veil over her. And then before he goes to the chuppah, to wait for her coming to the chuppah, so there's a custom that his parents bless him, and then her parents bless her, and then his parents bless her, and her parents bless him. And the ancient custom was that the rabbis would bless the couple. And this goes back to Rivka, whose family blessed her as she left them to go get married. Some Sfaradim have the custom that on the Shabbos before the wedding, they take out and they read this parasha. Vayvarchu et Rivka, vayomeru la, achotenu atayi le'alfei revava. They blessed her, our sister, you should be into thousands and tens of thousands, and your children, your seed, should conquer all their enemies, all the cities of their enemies. So Rivka leaves with a blessing, and the pasuk describes how she went behind the servant. Chazal say a person who's modest doesn't walk behind a woman. Now, you're walking in the marketplace or on the bus, you can't control who's in front of you at any given moment. The idea is when you're walking on a long journey and you could spend the next 2 hours with a woman in front of you. So then Chazal said, when you're going down the street and she's in front of you and your eyes are going to be on her all the time, that's not the way you should be walking down the street, and walk ahead of her. Let her be behind you, because you're not supposed to spend your time looking at the figure of a woman. Even if it's a person's wife, there's a time for intimacy and there's a time for productivity. And a person is not supposed to be out in public domain analyzing his wife's beauty. There are things that are done in private. Chazal said, part of Rivka's modesty is that when she's going with Eliezer, she goes behind his camels. He's leading the way, and she purposely goes behind. Yitzchak was busy taking care of his father, just like Abraham had sent out Eliezer to bring a wife for Yitzchak. Yitzchak had gone to bring a wife for his father. So he went out searching for Hagar. Hagar is going to be called Keturah, the one who's beautiful like incense, like Tores, the one who kept herself knotted up. She didn't go and find herself another husband, even though a woman doesn't like living alone. She waited all these years that Avram would come back. And so Yitzchak went searching for her. Now that his mother passed away, he went to find his father a wife. Our sages say, if you had children when you're young, have children when you're old. If you married when you're young and a person lost their wife, they should remarry when they're old. The Chatam Sofer had his whole dynasty after his first wife died. He had no children with his first wife. It was only later that he remarried at the later years of his life that he had the whole Sofer dynasty. All those rabbis that came from the Chatam Sofer were from his second wife, because he remarried after he lost his first wife. So Avraham Avinu is still going to have many important nations. We know some of them. You've heard of Midian, the Midianites? There's a man named Midian who is Avraham's son. Avraham is going to have him as a child later on in this week's parsha. Yes?
Wait, aren't they the bad guys?
They sometimes become bad guys, yeah. In a certain sense, yeah.
So wait, then everyone came from Abraham?
Keturah? They became
the
big tribes.
Like the Canaanites?
They did not become Canaanites.
Did he have a son that became part of the Canaanite nation? Or did they come from?
The Canaanites are descendants from Canaan. Avram is not a descendant from Canaan, so they would not become Canaanites.
The Midianites are descendants of Avram.
No. The Canaanites, by definition, the word Canaanite means descendant of Canaan.
Yeah, what I mean is the Midianites.
The Midianites are descendants of Avram, yes.
So isn't there
we'll get there. I was just foreshadowing. Let's get there. So Yitzchak went to get his father's wife. He's on his way back. and he is establishing the prayer of Mincha. Our sages say, be careful with the prayer of Mincha. Mincha is unique. You're in the middle of a bustling day. You're in the middle of doing everything that's important to you. And you stop, and you daven Mincha. Mincha is different than the other prayers. Shachrit is before you start your day. Avit is as you're closing your day. Mincha is in the middle. You're busy. Stop what you're doing. You speak to Hashem. And so Yitzchak is the one that compiled Mincha, instituted the custom to daven Mincha. And it's the late afternoon, he's davening. Our sages say that when the Pasuk says he went out into the field, that field is Har HaMoriah. Avraham Avinu called it a mountain. Yitzchak Avinu called it a field. Yaakov Avinu will call it home. We're going to get there. There's an involvement. So Yitzchak is going there to pray. And he looks up and he sees the camels coming. And at that moment, Rivka looks up and she sees Yitzchak. So she's not prepared. There's her chasen. So she goes off the camel and she asks the servant, who's that man coming towards us in the field? And he says, that's my master. So she covers herself. She puts on her veil. And from there we have the custom that when the kala goes to meet the chatan under the chuppah, she has the veil covering her. That's like Rivka, who's going to meet Yitzchak. She puts on her veil. Eliezer tells Yitzchak all the wonderful things that Rivka did, what a kind person she is, because the job of a shadchan is to be excited. You want to set someone up with a shiduch, you have to come into it and tell them, I have an amazing shiduch to offer you. You have to be super excited. I'm telling you, she's one of a kind. I'm telling you, that guy is amazing. You have to come into a shiduch excited. So Eliezer is going to get Yitzchak excited. Hey, Yitzchak, you don't know what happened. I was there. I wanted to test the girls away from home. They wouldn't be influenced by their family. You know how kids behave when they go away for Shabbos, right? So I waited outside the city. I wanted to see the girls, how they behave when no one's looking. And you know what? You know how nice she is? She doesn't know me. She saw I needed water. She gave me. She gave my camels. She was careful that what was left over from the camels, she didn't give me and the camels to drink together. She gave me to drink separate. She gave the camels to drink separate. I'm telling you, she's quite a lady. You're very lucky. That's what everyone has to hear from the shadchan. So Yitzchak brings her home and they marry, and then he loves her. And from here we learn how love works. You can have a certain excitement, an expectation, a desire, hope. You have wonderful things before the wedding, and they're all in the realm of your thought, your expectations. It's only after the wedding that you start building, when you're together, and then it gets hard, and then you have to make it work, and then you start appreciating one another's strengths. It's over that relationship evolvement, that's when love develops. And our sages say, all the blessings of Sarah came back. What we discussed, the cloud that was over the tent, the lamp that stayed lit from Shabbos to Shabbos, the bread that would be in abundance from Shabbos to Shabbos. And so Avram now has children, Zimran, Yokshan, Midan, Midian, Yishmak and Shuach. And so they evolve, they develop into these tribes. And Avram makes it very clear. He gives them gifts, and while he's still alive, he sends them off. He lets them know they are not the continuation of his dynasty. Yitzchak is the future. And Avram passes away. And when he passes away, so Yishmael and Yitzchak come to bury him. One. All these children that he had from Keturah, he sent them off. He sent them off.
Do they want to go?
He let them know they cannot inherit the land of Israel. They have to travel eastward. They can't stick around here. This land is for Yitzchak, who is the continuation of Avram's dynasty. So Avram is 175 years old, and he passes away. He's had a good life, and when it comes time to bury him, so Yishmael has done tshuva, and that's why the Pasuk records that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried him. That Yishmael said, you first. He honored Yitzchak. He recognized Yitzchak was greater than him. And they buried him in Ma'arat HaMachpelah, next to Sarah. And with that, we conclude the parsha. The parsha records the involvement of Yishmael, how Yishmael became into a nation and had 12 great leaders. And with that, we end the parsha. That's our recording of Yishmael's involvement. Then we will go into next week's parsha, Parshat Toledot.